That was exciting news today. We're talking about the Jobs Report. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the second day of April. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Wall Street didn't trade today due to the Good Friday holiday. In other business news, taxes and that $400,000 threshold. The IRS is warning of a big scam. We'll share what that is. Major League Baseball pulls out of Atlanta, Georgia for the All-Star game this year. Warnings of a foreclosure tidal wave is in the news, and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is on it. So are we free to fly? We don't know. Because it's Friday, Jeff Pitts, the managing editor of City View Magazine, is with me to chat it up about hyperlocal stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and we made it to the weekend, kids. It is the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and thanks for listening. By the way, you want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at @IOB_NewsHour. Well, the jobs report released today from the Labor Department surprised everybody. CNBC is reporting that job growth boomed in March at the fastest pace since last summer, as stronger economic growth and an aggressive vaccination effort contributed to a surge in hospitality and construction jobs. Non-farm payrolls increased by 916,000 for the month, while the unemployment rate fell to 6%. Now, economists surveyed by Dow Jones had been looking for an increase of 675,000 jobs and an unemployment rate of 6%. The total was the highest since the 1.58 million added in August of 2020. Employment gains were broadly based, but were especially strong in areas hit worst by the pandemic, where hospitality, a more encompassing measure of unemployment that includes discouraged workers and those holding part-time jobs for economic reasons, also dropped that to 10.7% from 11.1% in February. The labor force continued to grow after losing more than 6 million Americans at one point last year. Another 347,000 workers came back, bringing the labor participation rate to 61.5% compared to 63.3% in February of last year. Yet, there are still nearly 7.9 million fewer Americans counted as employed than in February of last year, while the labor force is down 3.9 million people. President Biden continues to say that, quote, no one who makes less than $400,000 a year will see a tax hike, end quote. But there is a, but. What the president should be saying is that no family that makes less than $400,000 a year will see a tax hike. That's because if a husband and wife who filed jointly make more than $400,000, well, they're going to see a tax increase. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki clarified in a March 17 press briefing that the $400,000 threshold applies to households, not individuals. Still, the administration's planned increases would leave the vast majority of Americans paying the same federal tax rate. The median family income in the U.S. climbed to $68,400 in 2020. That's according to calculations using the Census Bureau data. Mean family income rose to $97,973 that year as well. Put differently, families earning at least $400,000 sit in the 98th percentile of American households. That means out of 100 American households, 98 homes earn less than $400,000 a year. Most Americans appear to be lining up behind the tax increase as well. A Morning Consult Politico poll found that 54% of voters support paying for the infrastructure improvements with tax hikes on corporations and families earning more than $400,000 a year. Only 27% of the respondents supported infrastructure upgrades without tax hikes. Speaking of taxes, if you've filed your federal income taxes and you're checking your bank every day to see if your refund has arrived, you're not alone. The IRS says that in most cases, electronic filers who have their banking information in the IRS system should receive their refund in about 21 days. Meanwhile, the IRS is warning taxpayers not to fall for the latest scam. Here are the details. First of all, know that the IRS does not, never has, sent taxpayers emails. All correspondence is done old school through the U.S. Post Office. But if you do receive an email from the IRS and the subject is tax refund payment, don't open it. And better yet, if you do open it, don't click on any of the links in the email. Why? Well, that's because the links go to a fraudulent website that requires you to fill out your personal and tax information. Now, the scam appears to be targeting college students and professors. While anyone is susceptible to the scam, the IRS says it appears to be primarily targeting educational institutions, including students and staff who have a .edu email address. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said in a statement out this afternoon that the league is pulling the All-Star game out of Atlanta, Georgia. Manfred said in the statement, quote, "Major League Baseball fundamentally supports voting rights for all Americans and opposes restrictions to the ballot box. Over the past week, we've engaged in thoughtful conversations with clubs, former and current players, the Players Association, and the Players Alliance, among others, to listen to their views. I've decided that the best way to demonstrate our values as a sport is by relocating this year's All-Star Game and the Major League Baseball Draft," end quote. Moving an All-Star Game over legislation is not completely unprecedented, with the NBA pulling its 2017 All-Star Game from Charlotte back in 2016 after North Carolina passed a law barring anti-discrimination protections for LGBTQ people. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, wants to avoid a wave of home foreclosures later this year and is warning mortgage servicers to take steps to help those homeowners. Bankrate is reporting that around 2.7 million Americans are currently having their mortgages in forbearance. That's according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. Their payments pauses were made possible by provisions under the CARES Act, its extensions, and various executive orders that made forbearance available to homeowners whose finances were affected by the coronavirus pandemic. Now, with those protections set to expire in a matter of months, the CFPB is concerned that unprepared lenders could needlessly evict many homeowners, and the agency is prepared to punish those who do. The CFPB recognizes that COVID forbearance has left millions of homeowners behind in their mortgage, and it wants to ensure that at the end of this protection that there's not a whole slew of new foreclosures. And here are the key criteria the CFPB said it will monitor when considering enforcement actions against lenders once forbearance ends. Here we go. Here's the list. Being proactive. Servicers should contact borrowers in forbearance before the end of their forbearance period so they have time to apply for help. Also, working with borrowers. Servicers should work to ensure borrowers have all the necessary information and should help borrowers in obtaining documents and other information needed to evaluate the borrowers for assistance. Addressing language access. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau will look carefully at how service managers communication with borrowers with limited proficiency in English and maintain compliance with the Equal Credit Opportunity Act and other laws. Evaluating income fairly. Where servicers use income in determining eligibility for loss mitigation options, servicers should evaluate borrowers' income from public assistance, child support, alimony, or other sources in accordance with the Equal Credit Opportunity Act's anti-discrimination protections. Handling inquiries promptly. The CFPB will closely examine servicer conduct where hold times are longer than industry averages. And finally, preventing avoidable foreclosures. The CFPB will expect servicers to comply with foreclosure restrictions in Title 10 and other federal and state restrictions in order to ensure that all homeowners have an opportunity to save their homes before a foreclosure is initiated. What's the bottom line? Well, as a borrower, it's a good idea for you to stay in touch with your lender and figure out the best way to wrap up your forbearance based on your own personal financial situation. And once again, the markets were closed today. And finally, there is this. Fully vaccinated Americans can travel again at low risk to themselves, but they still must wear masks and take other precautions per revised guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The move comes more than a week after a group representing airlines and other trade groups lobbied the CDC to change earlier guidance that discouraged non-essential travel during the pandemic. Now, in the meantime, however, new U.S. COVID-19 cases are rising again, and some researchers and medical experts are calling on the Biden administration to delay second vaccine doses and shift them to hotspots instead. Ouch. So what do? It's up to you. All right, go ahead, click ahead for Jeff Pitts, the managing editor of City View Magazine, as we get hyper-local and chat it up about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week.